Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Speaking of people that haven't canceled, Schmidl, how many minutes away are we?
He should be calling any minute now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So the dog, the bounty hunter, is going to be on our show. Uh-huh. Let me update you on how this all started. Schmidl is the producer of the show with the title over the past several months. And he's never been really put to the test as far as booking guests for our show. Jamie and I don't require too many guests, to be honest with you. But we thought we'd put him to the test just to see if he's got producer, you know, genes about him.
Right.
You know, yes. Just to see if the kid's cut out for this. Because we're not sure.
Well, there's been some iffy days.
A lot of them. A lot. I mean, man, there's been a lot.
Right. But yeah. I think this time he might have we'll know in like 2 minutes.
We're a minute away and we haven't seen crap yet.
So. I know. I'm
and I don't have and I don't have a one sheet.
All right, so
I don't have I have no idea what channel he's on. I have
so several days ago. Was it Monday? No, it was last week, right?
Friday.
One day last week, I told Schmidl, I said, "Hey, I got one for you here. Why don't you try to book Dog the Bounty Hunter on our show?" Now, he's a Colorado guy. He's right here in town. Got a place up here in Aurora. It's just a few miles away. We could walk there. Surely we can track him down, right? And get him on the show. So we put Schmidl to the test. And Schmidl, as of Monday, confirmed the fact that the dog would be on our show this morning at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It is currently 7:59.
And 26 seconds. And I still don't have a one sheet. Okay, it's fine.
And?
Yes?
Let's see, 7:59 and 45. Got 15 seconds.
Okay.
15 seconds.
Are we going to fire him if he doesn't get him?
Pretty much he's done.
Okay.
Yeah, this is your last day, Schmidl. If he doesn't call within, we're down to 8 seconds now. And three,
he's
two.
Here. He's here.
Let's go. Come on, ready?
Chapman, Dog, the Bounty Hunter. Schmidl has come through.
Has he?
Yeah.
I haven't heard him yet.
Dog, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's BJ and Jamie.
Hi, aloha. Good morning to both of you.
How are you?
There he is. It's amazing.
Hey.
Schmidl did it.
Hey, he did. Yeah. Now, Dog, I just told the story. Our producers kind of knew over the past several months, and I gave him you to track down for our show just to see if the kid's got producer skills, you know?
Well, he did it.
We're kind of impressed. And he's a pot smoker. So that's
all right.
Weird.
Yeah, Doug.
He's worse than the paparazzi.
He's a hound dog,
dude. He's really good.
Right. Hey, hey, Doug, are you in Colorado right now?
Yes, sir. I'll be here for a while.
Okay.
We're starting our second season, hopefully, around real soon for WGN America. So right here, it's a lot. I'm centrally located instead of in Hawaii, you know, where you're in no man's land.
Yeah.
I'm centrally located here. So,
yeah. And didn't you move your production studios to Castle Rock? Is that what happened?
Well, there's Dorsey Films is one production company, and then we have Bonnie and Clyde. So Dorsey moved to Castle Rock also.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And now somebody told me, a little birdie told me, that you are going to star in a new movie. Is that true?
Oh, how'd you find that out? My God.
Where'd you hear that?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
I know some people.
What's going on?
I know some people. You know, when you're in the SAG industry.
Yeah. She has sources.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yes, that is absolutely true. Thank God.
What are you doing?
I can't tell you that, but it's going to be, it's nerve-wracking. You know, you got to memorize the lines and do what they say. Yeah, so it's not a reality show, believe me.
No, when you shoot The Bounty Hunter, you just basically, you are being you. Everything's, not even scripted. It's just you being you.
Absolutely. That's one of the reasons our show has been successful, because it's the most real show, I think, out there. We don't have any scripts or, any timelines to do anything. And of course, in a movie or theater, you have the scripts and you have to stay right. You have to say exactly what it says. And
yeah.
I think so far, it's a lot harder to do movies or dramatic television than it is reality.
Because it's somebody else's words and somebody else's actions, and you're like, wait, why? I would never do that part.
You should see Jamie and I try to cut a TV commercial, dog. Dude, it will take us 4 days to do 4 lines.
Yeah,
I mean, we're horrible at it.
I've done a few gigs on Hawaii 5-0, so I'm kind of used to it, but you have to say exactly what they write. You can't spin it into what you would say. You have to do what the producer says. So
exactly.
It's a lot different, yes.
Yeah. All right, Dwayne Chapman, Dog, the Bounty Hunter, on the show with us this morning here with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Before we go any further, Dog, condolences to you and your family on your loss over the past months with Beth. I know
that's been
really tough on you, and we've seen a lot of the interviews and stuff you've done with that, but our hearts go out to you.
Oh, thank you. This will be the first Thanksgiving in many years.
Yeah, that's always tough, because my parents were married for 42 years, and I remember my mom passed away, and my dad he refused to even have turkey. He was just done with it. Like, I'm not even playing.
Yeah.
Are you going to sit down and do the whole thing still?
Yes. She was really big on holidays. Every day, every holiday you could imagine. So half of my family is coming from Hawaii, and then some live here, the kids, so... I'm going to cook the turkey. And I said the other day, I sure hope on YouTube they got instructions.
Dog, I started to say, man, you don't look like a cook. You don't look like, dude, you don't look like somebody that gets around the kitchen very easily.
Well, I called Gordon Ramsay. He's out of the country. He said, I would come, Dog, but I'm out of the country for Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh, great.
I'm not sure I'd eat your turkey, actually.
Wait.
Oh, thanks. Don't let my kids hear that.
Oh, I'm sure with YouTube, he's going to be fine. YouTube everything.
That's great.
He'll be absolutely fine. Now, here's the deal. You have to give him how much money? Our producer, how much money?
Oh, yeah. I was going to give him $50 to get. Well, I got to. I've got to do that today.
Right.
All right. So the deal was this, Dog, for him to track you down to show his producer skills, that if he got you on the phone, I'd pay him $50. If he got you to come in studio, that I was going to pay him $100.
Right. And then I added on that if he came up and cut the back of your hair off, I'd give him $1,000.
I don't think he should try that.
Yeah. And that $1,000 would never cover the hospital bill.
No.
Right? There's no way.
Are you sure? I was just thinking maybe. I mean, he's a poor kid. He works hourly. He doesn't have benefits and nothing like that.
Just a little bit?
Just a little?
Oh, come on.
He doesn't have the skills to scalp.
Okay, it was just an idea.
Dwayne Chapman, Dog, the Bounty Hunter, on the line here with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Now, Dog, last week a big story broke that you were dead.
You believe that? Yeah, it did. I know.
How did that happen?
My manager, I have no idea. I was working, so, and my manager called me and said, are you sure this is you? I said, whatever. Well, you're supposed to be dead right now. So we took a picture of me alive with the Denver Post and a sign that says, I'm alive. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that must have been surreal hearing that people are saying you're dead. You're like, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm fine.
I heard that your family even saw it.
Yeah, my kids started going crazy, calling everywhere, and what happened to Dad and all that. I hope it's not a sign.
No, it's not a sign.
It's
stop.
It's not.
Although I will ask you this, because I'm a former smoker. Did you stop smoking?
This is terrible. I was 3 packs a day for many years, and I'm down to 1 pack now wearing a patch.
You're wearing a patch?
You got to. No. And the patch wears out like in about 5 hours.
Dude, you can't smoke with a patch. You will die.
you will die. So I'm doing that. So I'm doing really, really good.
No, you can't smoke. You can't smoke with a patch. That's like triple the nicotine.
Dude, right. But wait a minute. He's used to three packs a day.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, if so you're I'm, used, yeah. I mean, I think you're cutting back, dog. You're doing great.
I promise less than a pack a day, and I could sure feel the difference. Of course, you know, I was living in Hawaii, so this mile high kills you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But right now, I can work out. I feel much better. I'm getting more air, more breath. So
good for you.
It is a tough habit. It is really a tough habit to kick.
And did you see the picture those doctors put out of those lungs that were smoking all their life? Did you see that?
Yeah, Dr. Oz, you know, I did a special with him. He's my friend. And he brought in two lungs, one from someone that passed away from smoking, and then one of a healthy lung. And, you know, he's like, here, touch that dog. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what you wanted to see on his show, right? And, Doug, let me do this. Let me apologize for Jamie just very briefly here because she's a mom and she's going to treat you like that. But, dude, I think you're doing a killer job. You're down to a pack a day. I love it. I think you're doing great.
Thank you.
I think you could do better.
She wants to bring up old lung pictures. I don't want to do that.
I'm just saying he could do a little bit better. Let's just try a little bit better.
Yeah. I could, and then when I'm in Castle Rocks, when I go to the store, the smoker friendly or the 7-Eleven, they're like, only one pack, dog. Like,
okay. I know. Well, hopefully they will stop selling them to you. That's what needs to happen.
Jamie, stop it, please.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
I smoked for, what, a couple of years, right? 5 years?
Yeah.
And then I just quit cold turkey, and I don't care about it anymore.
Yeah, but I think that when you're doing three packs a day, I mean, you're into the nicotine so deep, and nicotine is a very, very addictive thing. You're into it so deep. It's not like, because Jamie, you never were like a pull out a cigarette at every 30 minute type person. You were more if you're at a bar, if you're having a couple of cocktails.
Yeah, I mean, or church.
Yeah, you were more of a social smoker.
Well, you know, nicotine sparks the, in your brain, sparks the communication. And I'm always communicating, you know, for my job. And not to be an excuse, but, and I'm half Native American, so.
Hey, so am I.
So that's it. It's because you're Native American, and you guys get the cigarettes really cheap on the reservation, right?
That was my excuse for drinking.
Listen, that's what I told Dr. Oz. He said, that's no excuse to have a peace pipe.
I know.
That's not what the Indians put in the peace pipe.
Yeah, no.
I love it.
Wow. This is not going the way I need it to go.
Dwayne Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Again, our hearts go out to you for your loss, and thank you so much.
And
for
so we can
the
see you Wednesday nights, right, on WGN?
Yes, we're you know, this will be our second season. We're starting soon, and it's Dogs Most Wanted. You know, the first season that we did, one of the guys got 31 years, and last week the guy, the rapist in Louisiana, got 50 years.
Wow!
So you know, these guys are not come. I used to book a guy in jail and come out to eat, and he would hold the door open for me on his way home. These guys are not going home. They're going straight to prison.
Going to prison.
It feels better to put one of these really dangerous guys in than, of course, it does a drug dealer. So it's a crazy show.
Yeah, it is. Everybody, cool. When you start watching it, you stay. That's the thing. You keep with it.
I love your shows.
Yeah. And it looks like that you have reruns all over the place, too, right?
Yeah, they're running it everywhere. You know, we have Baby Lisa's coming back on the team. Gary Boy, he's, you know, now 18. He did one show with us. He thinks he's a cop. You know, he took the Colorado Revised statue in the car, and he's like, Dad, you've already committed nine misdemeanors, turning and all that. He's like driving around with a cop. So the family's really sticking together a lot stronger this year than they've ever been.
Good for you.
So that helps me out.
Yeah, good for you. That's good support for you, Dwayne. All right, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. I mean, you're literally a neighbor of ours. You're right down the street here. I mean, we're at the tech center, so, I mean, you're just...
What, do you want to have lunch with him or something?
No, I'm just saying.
You got, like, all creepy with him.
I'm just saying. You're right here in our backyard, dog. I mean, it's great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you both very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Because
next time I'll come down there, we'll do it live, you know, we'll do it down there like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Oh, I'd love that.
And BJ needs friends.
Yeah, I need friends. Bad dog. I have no friends.
Oh, my God. This
so I'd
sad.
Love for you to be a friend. All right. Anyway, thank you so
we
much. We really appreciate it. To you and your family, have a great holiday.
And same to you guys. God bless.
Thank you, guys. You got it.
Bye.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.